Welcome back, Sailor Scouts. It's your girl, Sailor P, and I am back with some more Sailor P Tell It. Now, this one was a little late because I had to go to the doctor with my mom and grandma, and came back home kind of later in the evening. I usually pre-record on Friday, but I was at work on Friday, and I'm not going to lie, I was super tired. But anyway, now the time has come for me to talk about what everybody is somewhat talking about now, because it's just recently dropped, but everyone is talking about Avatar, The Last Airbender, the live action. So, I have a few notes, and most people will not agree with me, and that's okay. We can always talk about it in a very respectable way. Okay, so the first note is, well, let me talk about the things that I like. The things that I like was that they explored more with the history of the characters. Like, what I mean by history, I mean what Aang was doing back in his era and how the Airbenders were up until the time he found out that he was the Avatar. I like the fact that they went into the history with Ko a little bit. Ko, the face stealer. And then, I mean, we already know what Katara and Sokka's mom that got killed and whatnot. But they really got into the psychological part of that. And then they also took something with Sokka. I like the fact that they went into Sokka's, you know, psychological, how could I say, like, brain. Because during the animated show, right, during the cartoon, they were more focused on Katara, you know, living that experience when her mother died. You know, they really didn't focus too much on Sokka and how he really felt about, you know, being in charge of a whole village with just kids while the men are gone and the waterbenders are gone. I like the fact that they took a take on how he felt, because that is hard, taking on the responsibility of someone else. You know what I mean? Like, as the older sibling, right, you are always expected to take care of the younger siblings, you know? But it sucks when you spend most of your life doing that. Because when, you know, in the series, in both series, Sokka's dad went away when, you know, when he was young, you know, and that responsibility is heavy on anyone, whether it be a male or female, just taking on the responsibility of something else, you know? And then you're basically unprotected, you know, because you were the only warrior that's trained, and then your sister is starting to waterbend, but she's not really, you know, in control of her waterbending, so you're kind of left defenseless, you know. So I like the fact that they took you know, just looking into Sokka and how he feels, you know. And I like the fact that they took with Zuko too, how he was before, you know, his father burned him and stuff like that. And they took a different approach with the Aang and Kai. Like, Zuko actually kind of fought back. And if, you know, Zuko had a heart, you know what I mean? Zuko had a heart. And if Zuko didn't have that heart, Zuko would have beaten his father. Period. To be honest, I always thought that Zuko can't handle his dad. I really did, because the way in the series, both series, Zuko actually can, you like, go toe to toe with basically anybody. Even though Aang like mollywopped him a couple of times in the animated series, but Zuko can really like throw hands, you know. And with Azula, Azula's, you know, mental state isn't correct yet, so we have to wait until season 2 for that. And I like the fighting. I like the fighting styles. I was about to say Zao, but I like the fighting styles. I do. I like the fact that they actually went into that, you know, when they start to bend. Now, I told you the things that I like. Now, here's the things that I dislike. And people, like I said, people are not going to fully agree with me, but it's okay. Believe me, guys, it's okay. Because I've seen the comments and stuff like that. So, I'm not going to be offended if you take a different approach on my comments. Because let's be really, 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 really real. This is just a show. So we don't have to argue back and forth about nothing because it is not real. Other than the fighting styles that each nation does, the show itself isn't real. So we don't have to take this to the next level. Okay? All right. Now we get that out of the way. What are this like? Okay, Aang, why does Aang act more mature than in the original? Nah, Aang wasn't about that life until he grew in the series. That's when Aang became more wise with wisdom and all that other stuff. Even though in the series, you know, he still had that wisdom about himself, but he did not gain that wisdom until after his experience, you know. This Aang is just going around being, you know, Nelson Mandela all the time. I'm just like, where's playful Aang? I need playful Aang, you know. I need the silly Aang. Where is he at? Okay, where is my silly Aang at? That grows into a fully realized avatar. That's what I want. That's what I wanted. And then Bumi. Oh my god. I was too upset with Bumi. I'm like, are y'all for real? Are y'all for real? Bumi was jacked. Like, Bumi, like, took on the whole nation by himself. That flat-chested man ain't finna take down nothing. Like, what? What? And to be honest, he didn't have the Bumi like mannerisms. I was like, ew, cringe. I was kind of cringe at that part. Cause I'm like, cause Bumi my G. Cause like I said, he took down a whole Fire Nation by himself after everybody left. Like, if Bumi's face wasn't the way it was, Bumi could get it. I'm just saying, Bumi could have gotten it if his face wasn't the way it was. You know what I'm saying? Because Bumi was about that life. Like, he took back his whole city by himself. That Bumi right there, he ain't gonna take back nothing. Like, oof, I was like, oh my god, I know y'all didn't do Bumi like that. And then he Aang didn't go through a series of tests. You know, everybody was just complaining about, oh, this 100-year war, this war, this war, this war, 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 war. I get it. There was a war and everything, but Jesus Christ, you don't have to reiterate it. Okay, just show it. Okay? And another thing with Aang, like, this Aang was kind of whiny. I can't believe this. I wasn't there. Okay. You wasn't there. We got it. I don't know. It just, to me, Aang's personality was not fully there. I don't think that they, I really don't think that they grasped AIM. As much people, you know, say that they, you know, did grasp AIM, but I believe that they really did it. You know what I mean? But like I said, that's other people's opinions, you know, and that's okay. Zuko, my man, I need you to act a fool. I need you to act a fool. This Zuko right here, he listens to Uncle. I'm like, is he actually listening and not like going off the rails? Like, what is this? Like, why are you listening to your uncle? You're supposed to be like, uncle, you know, rah, 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 rah. You're supposed to be whooping and howling and roaring, not, okay, you know. You know what I mean? Like, this Zuko actually listens. I like the fact that he does his fighting. Though the kicks or whatever, I think the kicks was kind of repetitive. But I know that's the fighting style of the Firebenders. But I wanted to see more of Zuko's fighting style. This Zuko's fighting style. You know what I mean? But I'll appreciate this Zuko, like, listening, getting along with Aang and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That don't happen until later. That don't happen until later. If they get renewed for a season 2, I'ma need them to get Zuko together. Zuko is supposed to be hard-headed as I don't know what. And then until in the middle a little bit, he's starting to be like, okay, now I need to start, you know, picking and choosing my path, you know? Because he was heading down two paths. He wants to be recognized, you know, to his nation and everything as the crown prince. But he also wants to not be recognized as just the crown prince. He wants to be recognized as Zuko that can do better for his nation. You know what I mean? So, I'm gonna need them to fix Zuko like ASAP, you know? Because then Zuko can be Zaddy the way he's supposed to be, you know what I mean? Like during the third season, when everything was all said and done, his uncle up in jail because he wants to be hard-headed and stuff, you know? And then when he realized, you know, hey, doing this stuff is wrong, he goes to Team Avatar. That's what I need to Zuko to be. Period. And then Azula and her friend. What in the world was that? I'm not afraid of this Azula. I'm not afraid of her. Azula is mentally cray-cray. She is the spinning image of her dad. The little demon seed of her dad. This Azula, I'm not afraid of. I'm not afraid of this Azula. I'm not afraid of her at all. I don't believe this Azula at all. I'm sorry. No offense to the actress, but I do not believe her at all. Nor May, nor Ty Lee. May is supposed to be like, ew, sewage water? Okay, whatever. You know, gloomy. You know, that friend that would really tell you the truth about your soul and would not care if you got offended or not. Ty Lee supposed to be really, really cheery, you know, and be the peacemaker, the optimist, you know? Doing her little flips and tricks and stuff like that. And, you know, and get all the boys. Them three, I'm just like, okay. They just girls who just hang out. Period. Like, I'm not as scared of Azula. I'm not laughing with May because she be telling the truth. She be telling the truth. And I'm not giggling like Ty Lee. I'm not. Like, well, what was that? What was that? with the Avatar, with those three. What's that? It was not my trio, okay? It wasn't my trio. And another thing that I didn't like was that the fact of the matter is, they're more focusing on Azula getting her father's approval too. Like, I don't know, she already has it in the series, you know, that she was the one for him, you know, the one that could be Fire Lord and stuff like that. But those three was not it. Okay, another thing. Uncle, he crying. Well, Uncle don't cry like that every time. He cries over his tea. Yeah. And then he's not as funny as Uncle. Like, if you go and, like, embrace Uncle Iroh, I need you to embrace him. Okay? Like, what? Who is this uncle? This uncle just doesn't cry every time. You know what I mean? Like, what is happening? You know? Like, I don't get that Uncle Iroh feeling. Like, everybody loves Uncle Iroh. Come on now, y'all. No way. Now, there's, things that I did. I'm gonna go back to the things that I did. Like, I do love Zhao. Zhao was portrayed perfectly. I love Zhao. Zhao was like my favorite character because that fool was crazy. He was crazy. And that was perfect. That is the perfect crazy. And he made me laugh the most. Sokka was supposed to be, you know, the funny guy, but he had a few jokes here and there, but not the way Zhao was. Zhao was perfect. I love Zhao. And Fire Lord was like, with his sexy soul. Like, what? Like, ooh, I was like, ooh, baby daddy. Baby daddy material. Hello. Jet was okay. Jet was all right. I mean, he was looking kind of good. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of looking kind of good. But he was okay. The other characters, they were all right. I'm not finna get into those. The story of Omashu, right? Omashu was pretty good. I like that part too. But I'm mad at the fact that it worked on the siblings more so than Aang and Katara. But I guess. But you know what though? I can see why they took that route. Because, you know, not too many of us is for romance all the time. Because everybody is trying to think that everybody loves romance. Like, I like romance too, do not get me wrong. But not all the time. I'm actually an action girl, a comedy girl, a mystery type of girl, fantasy. Romance, if romance is in there, by all means, have it in there. But I'm not constantly thinking about, oh, yeah, these two should hook up. Or I want to see kissing or whatever. Or just smut. You know? Like, if I'm really into the story, I'm really into the story. Like, if romance is the main focus already in the story, no doubt I will continue to watch it if it captures my eye. But if it's not supposed to be romance and romance is forced up in there, I can't take the story seriously. Like, come on now. Like, I get it. Romance is the thing. You know, everybody wants to fall in love and all that other stuff. But if it's not what it was supposed to be, then why put it in there? Why? You know? And Suki. Suki, I was kind of disappointed. Because Suki is one of the main chicks. You know what I mean? I was kind of disappointed with Suki a little bit. I was. The Kiyoshi scene now. Okay. But they didn't have to make Kiyoshi like all mercenary. Like, I don't like that part. But it was cool though. It was cool that Kiyoshi took over Aang's body, like for real, and tore stuff up. Cause it was our island. Like, I could tear this stuff up if I wanted to. So that was a pretty cool scene. And he was Monkey Atso. I love that part. Except for the part where he went away. Because, okay, you have Aang wanting to, you know, need some help. And then in comes Monkey Atso. I'm glad that they put that in there a little bit because, you know, yes, Monkey Atso was his mentor and everything. However, I love the fact that they put him in there to help Aang. However, it was too soon, I would say. It was too soon within the series for Monkey Atso to help Aang, you know, with his co-problems. You know, I really wish that they would have left that for another season. Would left that for like season 3 or something. If they get renewed for a season 2, make that for like season 3 or for season 4. To have Aang go through a journey until, you know, he's at that point where he actually needs someone who understands him. You know what I mean? That's what I would have done. That's what the role I would take for Monkey Atso. And Aang talking to the past Avatar seems kind of rushed. Like him talking to Roku and then him talking to Kuruk, which I'm glad they added Kuruk in there. You know, he was another past life of Aang. You know, I'm wondering if they do get renewed for a season 2, if they add Yang Chen. You know, what's her whole aspect on what Aang's journey is? Overall, if I had to score this season, I have to give it a 6 out of 10. Why do I give it a 6 out of 10? Because there were some things that I did like that they added and that they explored a little bit. But all those that booming, I was like, no way, absolutely not. What is this booming? Where is the buff? Where is his muscles? Hello. Like, what? He is an earthbender. And speaking of earthbending was my least favorite style of this series because I feel like they were doing more sumo wrestling moves than actual earthbending. Now that movie that we don't talk about, it was a lot better. It was like more like how the earthbenders actually, you know, bend it, but with this one, I was like, what is happening? What are they doing? Are they sumo wrestling or bending? I don't get it. And Princess Yue. Well, Princess Yue, okay. I'm glad that she had a little more, a little more oomph in her character this time around. She wasn't frightened. You know, this Yue wasn't frightened. She was about that life, you know? Paku, Paku, you know what I'm saying? But that battle between Katara and Paku, I did not like that. Because I'm like, okay, Katara came for business. I need them to throw biz. You see what I'm saying? I ain't like that at all. And then the fact that they didn't talk about Grand-Grand and Papu was supposed to be together and whatnot. I ain't like that. I ain't like that. Like, they ain't talk about that. They supposed to. But that's all I'm going to have to say for now, because a lot of people still haven't watched it, and, you know, it just dropped February 22nd, so, you know, I'm still giving people a little bit more time. I'm still reading, like, people's comments and stuff about how they feel and how they look at it and everything, and I'm trying to let the excitement, the pump or whatever, to die down a bit, but... I mean, there's a lot more, but do y'all really want me to rant about a whole show? Absolutely not. If you liked it, tell me what you liked. And if you dislike it, tell me why. I mean, hey, I have no problem, you know, talking with people about what they disliked and what they didn't like about something. Because at the end of the day, once again, it is just a show. And I know people would be like, well, it's not just a show to me. Again, this is not going to impact your life. My opinion should not impact your life. Okay? Because guess what? At the end of the day, we are our own people. And we can have conversations. Let's not forget that part. We can have conversations. There's no need for us to argue about this, this, that, and the third. Because at the end of the day, what is it going to do for us? It's not going to change our lives at all. Like, you know, like, you don't gotta get upset. It's okay. It's all right if you have a different opinion than me. It's okay. So, if you like it, let me know. There is a voice message that you can do if you are on Anchor, and if you have Spotify and stuff like that, you can leave me a message and stuff. I think. Yeah, I think you can on Spotify too. Or whatever podcasting app you have. You know, just leave me a message about it. So, but I'm going to go and get out of here. And I will see you all next time. And if you would like a part two, if you would like for me to finish what I originally thought about the show, let me know. All right, I'll see you guys later. Say the peace, says love ya. Bye.